Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Do whatever you want today. It's your day.
Oh, Grandma.
How about that?
I figured since it was early, I could get away with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Happy birthday, Sue Thomas.
Thank you, Greg Hewitt.
We're celebrating with donuts this morning.
Yes.
Thanks to our sister station. Not due to anything I've contributed to the effort. But,
I didn't know it was your birthday.
Well, we don't really talk about birthdays a lot here.
No, we're not birthday-centric, but it's nice to have a donut.
I'm like you in that sense. I think I've become more like it. Like, boy, I don't even know if I really want to acknowledge it this year.
Well, I don't really care about that. It just seems the older you get, the weirder it gets, the more you get into it, you know.
Well, and then there's a lot of people on social media that crave that level of attention, right?
Yes.
I saw someone just this morning. They were posing a photo of themselves. Happy birthday to me.
Like, seriously?
Are you kidding?
That's kind of funny.
You know, people in general, I think, don't like change. Case in point, Major League Baseball considering some pretty big changes to their playoff format.
Oh, like what?
Well, the first proposals, they want to add two more playoff teams to each league. The playoff format would also change. Get this, some teams would be able to choose their playoff opponent.
What?
In the new format, the team with the best record in each league would receive a bye, go directly to the division series. The division winner with the second best record would then get to decide what wild card team they prefer to play in round one, and they would do this on live TV.
Oh, so it's really all about that kind of stuff?
Well, they want to add a lot of teams. I can say this, though. The response to the proposals, almost universally negative on social media, amongst the players, amongst fans, writers, everyone. Trevor Bauer's a pitcher for the Reds. He says, Rob Manfred, he's the league commissioner. Your proposal is absurd for too many reasons to type on Twitter and proves you have absolutely no clue about baseball. You're a joke. Wow. Wonder what he really thinks.
It does seem a little bizarre. I guess they're just desperate to mix it up. Is that what's happening?
I don't know. I think they want to get more teams. It's more revenue. More revenue for the league. Derek Gould, a guy that I admire, he's the beat writer for the Cardinals. He tweeted, cannot wait for your 79-win World Series champion. Awesome. Wow. Okay. So there's a lot of strong opinions out there on Twitter and social media. We'll get the latest story at KZK.com. By the way, speaking of baseball, details a little later on this morning. The Cardinals have announced a special $6 ticket flash sale.
Ooh.
And these include some really cool games. We'll get into that in just a bit. Well, the big day is almost here.
I mean, that makes absolutely no sense.
No.
Yeah, I love it. It's so hot.
Of course. It's Valentine's Day. 3 days away, Sue.
Yes.
And, you know, hopefully you've already given some thought to potential gifts. But if you haven't, a website has dug through social media. This is very funny to find the worst Valentine's Day gifts people have received over the last couple of years. Here's what not to do.
All right.
So I'll go through the top 10. A toilet seat.
Who in their right mind?
This is someone who's not balanced.
Yes.
Funeral arrangements. Okay.
You know what? I can kind of, you know, let's say you'd been talking about it. But
right.
Still, you
let's
don't
just
do it for Valentine's Day.
Honey, let's do
Day.
It today.
Yeah.
Tweezers.
I mean, that makes absolutely
Listen,
no sense.
I am going to say this. A good pair of tweezers.
Right. Goes a long way.
Yes. I mean, they are valuable.
What about clothing for two, like a two-person Snuggie or sweater?
And no. That's a no.
The Gwyneth Paltrow lady, but no, I can't resist.
No.
No.
Whatever it is, no.
Dog treats when the person doesn't have a dog. This is selfish.
What?
Is what this is.
That's
here.
A message being sent there for sure.
A Wendy's drive-thru meal. That's not very romantic.
No, I do like a cheeseburger, though.
The Hug-E-Gram, which are arm-shaped pillows that hug a person.
No.
That's bizarre.
No, but
And finally, a breakup. Last year found 7% of people dumped someone on Valentine's Day. Look, if you're breaking up with someone on Valentine's Day, I get that relationships come and go. You're a bad person if you do it on Valentine's Day.
However, if you were the recipient of funeral arrangements,
well, this
you
is
can
true.
Kind of see how that would happen.
Well, you make a good point, Sue. Yeah. I just didn't think of it that way. CBS reportedly in talks to revive CSI as a limited series, as if we needed any more proof that Hollywood has run out of original ideas. We have two examples, by the way, this morning, Sue.
Okay.
So from 2000 to 2015, there were about 800 episodes of CSI across 36 seasons. They had four separate shows, but it's been 5 years, so Hollywood looking to revive the series.
I have to tell you, I like the CSIs.
Okay, but
so
I'm down with it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, meanwhile, big news. Turner and Hooch is being turned into a TV show.
Well, look, you know what? Lulu the Bulldog, when Turner and Hooch is on, will watch it every time. She loves it.
I mean, that makes absolutely no sense.
Well, it makes a little sense.
Disney is turning the movie into a TV series. Josh Peck from Drake and Josh in a new version of Tom Hanks' old role. So I guess they're hoping to attract a new generation of fans. I mean, the movie came out in 1989.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Has anyone been clamoring for this, though?
I don't think so.
Oh, boy. Well, the Oscars, the ratings fall to an all-time low. No surprise here. 23.5 million watched Sunday's Oscars on ABC. I think if you go through Ricky Gervais' Twitter feed, he might be onto something. His theory is that people are just tired of being lectured by Hollywood. Monday's The Bachelor, I should say. Peter had to let go of two women. Now, Kelly, Victoria, and Hannah Ann had to go on a three-on-one date. Kelly did not seem that worried about the competition.
Hannah Ann, well, she's, 23 years old? She's just not in the right phase of her life to be in a relationship. And Victoria, she's always breaking down and crying. Overall, she's just like a hot mess.
Okay. Well, apparently she's not as perceptive as she thought because she was sent home, Kelly.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. I know it's kind of a dreary, cloudy day out, Sue, but here's some good news. Cardinals pitchers and catchers report to Florida today for spring training.
Well, I'm glad they can have some nice weather.
Yeah, this is nice. And the Cardinals, to celebrate, they've announced, we mentioned this earlier, a special ticket package. It's a 12-hour ticket flash sale. It starts this morning, 10 o'clock. You can purchase tickets for any Monday through Thursday game, not including opening day, $6.
Jeez.
And additionally, each $6 ticket purchase is going to be preloaded with $6 in cards cash. So
that's
you can use towards concessions. And we're talking about games against the Cubs, Dodgers, Braves, Royals, Nationals, and a lot more. All the details online at KEZK.com. Again, those go on sale at 10 o'clock this morning.